Hello listeners, today my guests are past pupils of Loretto who have joined us this morning for our annual Link breakfast to celebrate International Women's Day. So we welcome Jess Quinn. Hello. Hi. Jess.
Hello, how are you?
Graduate from 2018 and student or graduate of IT Studies.
Yeah, and Communications.
And Communications. And Sam Nguyen. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you.
Sam graduated in 2017 and has studied medical engineering. And Maria Hellas. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you.
Who graduated in 2021 and is studying civil engineering.
Yes.
So the theme of our breakfast this morning was called Digital, Promoting Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. So, Jess.
Yes.
Tell me about who inspired you to pursue this path in your career.
So since I was very young, my mum has been working in IT. So she started working in IT long before my sister and I were born. She's one of the strongest women that I know, all through her pregnancies with both daughters. She worked the whole way through, so no maternity leave, nothing like that. She became one of the most respected workers in her company, which was primarily male dominated. And I was probably one of the girls who was on the younger side who started using computers around the age of like 4 or 5. And I pretty much just used computers all through my schooling. Did IT through primary school, had a break in high school, and then jumped straight into an IT degree in 2019.
Okay, so you're still studying?
No, so I graduated at the end of last year.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
What's your next step?
So I'm currently working at a marketing communications agency called Elevate Communication in East Brisbane. So I've been there for about a year and a half now as a digital marketing executive.
Okay, wonderful. And you're enjoying that work?
Yeah, it's really fun. I make a lot of online social media advertising campaigns, and I do a lot of website work as well.
Okay, thank you. And so, Sam, you went down the path of medical engineering.
Yes.
Did you know that you wanted to do that when you were here at Loretto?
To be honest, not really. At first, I was contemplating between, because I love my science and math, I was like, oh, should I do engineering? But I don't know what engineering. But then I was also leaning towards health field.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came across medical engineering, it's almost like, oh, like this is the degree for me. It's almost it met the two needs I needed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what have you loved about your course of study the most?
I think the biggest thing with medical engineering is that it's so new, but also so impactful into the world.
Mm-hmm.
My degree itself, it talked about a lot of instrumentation, so implants, stents, and all that, to those sort of patients. But then also, I got to work in a gait lab, so I got to see the impact of technology analysing kids' gait cycles.
Mm-hmm.
So the span of patient range and the impact that we make is really huge.
Okay, great. And I'm wondering, in terms of the theme of gender balance, were the students in your course gender balanced?
To be very honest, medical is quite 50-50, very
good,
fortunately.
Good. Yeah.
I think that comes back to, I think, with medical, women tend to be a little bit more caring, maybe, or like very empathetic. So I think the field is quite evenly based.
Mm-hmm.
However, now being in the industry, say my team of, say, 10 of us, only 2 of us are women.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad my team, we're very understanding of each other, or we understand the diversity of our perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's definitely, women are slowly creeping into the industry still.
And do you have a mentor for you at work?
Yes, so very fortunately, a lot of my co-workers are very experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So choosing the, accepting that role was the biggest choice, the biggest choice for me with that one was my colleagues are very into teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So they have mentored me through electronics, communicating with all the staff, and pushing me to push past my degree.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
And Maria, you're currently studying civil engineering.
Yes.
Did you have a plan to do that when you were at school?
I did, actually. Ever since, in year 9, we had a day where an engineering team from UQ had come to do like a bridge building day.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And it was a very like impactful day for me. I remember seeing them being like, so much fun, I really enjoy this, I can really see the benefits of this. It really helped me bridge together my like my very creative side, as well as my analytical side, wanting to see how things worked and how everything pieces together. And so from there I found engineering was very much what I wanted to do, and so I planned out my subjects from there on out to make sure that I could fall into that path.
One of the themes at the breakfast today was around the blend of sciences with the arts, and you're the perfect example of that for someone who at school excelled in arts as well. How do you draw on that in this course?
I come with a lot of different perspectives. Even though my art side is more musical than visual art, I try to use it as like a way to step outside and think of different ways that problems could be solved, especially in the planning stages. Instead of thinking in steps, I more think of like the beginning and then the end, and then sort of work my way through the middle, and similar to the way that I learn music or different things like that.
And another theme, just to round out our conversation this morning, was around, you know, all of the women who spoke sort of emphasised the importance of involvement in school and involvement in life, and having, you know, a range of different interests that interconnect and help you in your career. When you were at school, Sam, what sort of things did you get involved in other than your academic studies?
I think very similar to Maria. I did a lot of music, Bill of Social Justice. I think all those extracurricular really actually brought out my communication skills and networking skills. Now that I haven't gone into industry, I actually got my job through placement. So that build on of communication and networking and building that relation with people really has brought me to where I am now.
And what about you, Jess?
I was the same as these guys.
So we're all music.
All music. I played saxophone and guitar, so I did that all through Loretto. I was in concert band, big band, guitar ensemble, and Sorelli.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I wish you all the best as you pave the way for your career path into the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.